affirmations bring subtle and not so subtle results. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Affirmations bring subtle and sometimes not so subtle results. We like to use affirmations to put new causes in motion in our life and to put new statements in motion in our life and think new attitudes in motion in our life. And as we do this, what do we say to ourselves? Do we say to ourselves, I like me? Do we say to ourselves, I am full of peace and power and love and joy and harmony and goodness? Do we say to me, I like my neighbors, I like my mama, I like my daddy, I like my brothers and sisters, I like everybody in my world? Is that what we say? See, sometimes we say, I like me, and we don't see likable results in our life. We see all sorts of troubles, and we see all sorts of things that say, oh my goodness, it's not working out, it's not working out. And then we give up, we stop, and we go on to something else. And perhaps we never come back to our first, I like me, I like my attitude, I like who I am. Perhaps we never come back to that. And because we never come back to that, then what is our problem? Our problem is that it's not done. Our problem is that we still have that desire or the need to like ourselves. We still go around the world with hang-ups, with problems, with thoughts that say that we're not nice and we're not good and we're not right. Okay, no. Affirmations bring subtle and sometimes not so subtle results. Okay, what sort of an affirmation would you like to make for yourself right now? What sort of an affirmation would you like to put in motion for yourself right now? Would you like to put in for the affirmation for yourself right now that I'm whole and perfect? There's a good one. You have some sickness, you have some illness, you have some problem, and it's in your body or it's in your mind or it's in your being, and it's not very nice. And you have this problem. Let's just say you have a cold. That's a little non-offensive thing, but it's offensive. We don't want a cold. Okay. So you say, I have a cold. Well, you shouldn't say that in the first place. If you say, I have a cold, then you have a cold. And now, are you experiencing a cold? Okay. I'm experiencing a cold. It's not my cold. I don't say, my cold. Ho, ho, ho. No way. I'm experiencing a cold. Now, that's bad enough. And then you recognize that you're experiencing this cold. So what is it that the cold is telling you? The cold is telling you that your body is unhappy in certain areas. The cold is telling you that the immune system in your body is not fully functioning and is not a happy immune system. And other things that we could go on to mention. But let's just stay with the immune system. Okay. You say to yourself, I have a happy body. My body is happy. I have a happy body. I have a happy body. My body is happy. 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 And on and on and on and on and on and on. You say this to yourself until you just drive yourself up the wall and say, come on now. I do not have a happy body. Yes, you do. You just keep saying it. You keep saying it. You keep saying it. And pretty soon, after you say it enough times, you start believing it. After you start thinking it enough times, yes, my toes are happy, my knees are happy, my eyes are happy, my head is happy. You take everything in your body, just go up 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5,000 and say, I am happy. I have a happy body. I have a happy body. I have a happy body. And as you say that, what you're doing is you are empowering your immune system to do its wonderful work, to do its wonderful work of giving you a happy body. And the happy body comes just as a natural result of you saying, I have a happy body. And you say, I have a happy body. You say, I have a happy body. You don't say, I'm happy this, I'm happy that, and I'm happy something else. You just stick to one point. And you get that done. I have a happy body. I'm a happy body. I have a happy body. And you keep thinking, I have a happy body. And anytime anything unhappy comes up in your thought, you say, hey, out, I have a happy body. Hey, out, I have a happy body. I will not tolerate anything in my body except a happy thought. I have a happy body. I have a happy... Herb, you are crazy. Yeah, crazy like a wizard. You think about it. Think about it. When you put the right thoughts in motion, you get the right results. Are you ready, willing, and able to put the right thoughts in motion for you, for yourself? Can you stand and say, I have a happy body, when the appearances would say you don't? Can you say, I have a happy body, when other people around you are not happy with your body? Can you say, I have a happy body, when you are unable to move or act and do different things? If a person who is paralyzed were sitting there and say, I have a happy body, I have a happy body, I have a happy body, and just drill that into their mind, drill that into their thought, drill that into their being, I have a happy body, I have a happy body, I have a happy body. As they're sitting there in their wheelchair, or they're sitting there lying there in their bed, they're crippled, unable to move, they're paralyzed or whatever, and they say, I have a happy body, I have a happy body, I have a happy body. And they put this into motion. Now, they don't have any thought of doubt. If they try to move and they can't move, whoops, I don't have a happy body. No, I have a happy body. Now, you have nothing else to do. You can't walk, you can't get up and dance and sing and play, so you just say, I have a happy body, I have a happy body. And you're addressing the white stem cells, 10,000 of them every day, pouring out of your brain, wanting something to do. And you're telling these 10,000 stem cells, I have a happy body, I have a happy body. The stem cells don't look at the appearances of an unhappy body. They just take your words, your thoughts, your affirmations, your desire, I have a happy body, and they put it to work. And they work around it, and they bring about all the results that are necessary to have the happy body. You don't need to know the details. You just let the divine take care of the details. You let the system, the program, the law, the principle take care of it. I have a happy body. I have a happy body. You don't need to know how, when, where, why, and it works out. You just make the statement, I have a happy body. Make the affirmation, I have a happy body. Again and again and again and again and again and again. Until you are just blue in the eyes and blue in the mouth and blue in the... And pretty soon, and perhaps sooner than you realize, the white stem cells get busy in there and return to their original purity and integrity, your body elements. Every organ, action, function of your body. Now, you don't have to be paralyzed to do this, but if you are, that's one way. You say, I have a happy body, and your body starts being happy. And it starts radiating outwardly all of the goodness, all of the wonder, all the magic, all of the attitude that you have in your heart and your mind that I have in my heart and my mind. Affirmations bring subtle and not so subtle results. Little by little, we see results. I've gone around the world many times and talked to people about the stem cells. And many have told me of their experiences with the stem cells, how they have gone to clinics where they injected a stem cell into an organ, and that stem cell revitalized that organ, returned it to its original purity and integrity. Now, that's the physical manifestation of it. How about the mental manifestation? It's a lot easier. We just have these 10,000 stem cells every day pouring out of our brain, asking, waiting, wanting something to do. And so when we tell these stem cells, hey, I have a happy body, the stem cells say, good, I like that game too. You name it, I play it. And we say, my body's whole and perfect. Yep, that's right. And it does not take a stem cell a second, a minute, an hour, a day to put things back in the way that they should be, their original purity and integrity. It's done instantly. It's getting our thought harmonious with our reality. When we return our thoughts to our original purity and integrity, then we return our thoughts to, I have a happy body. I am whole and healthy. I'm fantastic. I'm wonderful. Now, if you have a problem, it certainly is worth giving this condition of saying, I have a happy body, this affirmation, an opportunity to work for you. So many of us, we have so many things to do and so many projects in our mind that we sometimes don't stop and turn our stem cells in the right direction. we get worried or anxious or concerned about things that we're working on, and then we turn our stem cells on that anxiety, and the anxiety grows. Whereas if we were to turn our attention to the things that we're working on, saying, it is done, it is perfect, it is ideal, then that's just what we would experience. It is done, it is perfect, it is ideal. So today, let your affirmation join with my affirmation, and boy, is it wonderful. I have a happy body. 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 Wow! And watch the skyrockets soar in the sky, reminding you that you are whole and perfect now and always, expressing your original purity and integrity, which is your real self. And it is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I like me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.